1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Usually with introductions, you want to go over the top and really sell everything. Like with Andy North, I would say 15-time PGA Tour winner, 2-time U.S. Open winner. But with this music, you just can't do it. Andy North, everybody. Hey. Welcome back to the show, Mr. North. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're fine.
Except for the snow.
It's day one, and it's hour three.
But we're not ones to complain, Andy.
We didn't come to impose.
Well, welcome to spring in the Midwest, right?
Yeah. Are you golfing today?
No. We're actually in Phoenix to do a fundraiser for Andy North and Friends tonight. So to raise some more money for cancer research.
There you go. Excellent. So
you're just working your charitable ass off today.
Yeah, he sure is, Brian. You can't say that down in Augusta, can you, Andy?
I think you got to be real careful what you say.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a great week next week, and it's always a privilege to be able to be there. And the neatest thing is that because the Masters shows up on TV, a lot of people think, well, maybe spring is actually here. So after this snow, that will be good. And it's supposed to be nice and warm next week. So,
it is. It's gonna get better. This is hopefully the last grips of winter around here, but I wouldn't count on it.
We still have May to go.
Right. Andy, we're all from Wisconsin.
Half of April.
Yeah, we understand.
We know better, right? It might be hard to explain to your friends who are from the South or from where you are now in the desert out in Phoenix. Where are you guys playing today?
We are. It's just a dinner tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how'd you spend your winter?
I've actually been quite busy. I did some golf events for ESPN in January. I was pretty much on the road the whole month of January and February. I had another event and some board meetings and a few basketball games here and there, and all of a sudden, you're pretty darn busy. So it's been good. But it all comes down to, it's fun to do these events for TV and looking forward to next week.
How long are you going to do this? I mean, does ESPN kind of have it open-ended for you? Like, Andy, as long as you want to do this, we'd love to have you at the Masters, or is it?
Well, I'd like to tell you I'd like to be like Uke, but I don't know if I could go that long.
You got a little aging to do before you get the Uke deal.
Well, I'm sneaking up on it, but he's absolutely amazing, and he's still at 90. He's still on this game, which is amazing. Just love the guy. And he's an icon. I mean, he's been doing it over 50 years with the Brewers. That's pretty cool.
Well, when the news came out that he was going to do opening day and then they would take it day by day after that, I got to tell you, Andy, I was sad.
Well, exactly. I mean, I've known Bob for...
Because we want him to work until he has no energy left.
I think the fact that he still's doing some of them is just amazing.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of energy, and it takes prep work. He doesn't just show up and start talking. He works at this still, and I think that's why he's been so darn good.
Right. He works at it. How much prep do you have to put in going into the Masters?
It's different than when, my role at Augusta is a little bit different than it is some weeks. The Augusta role is Sports Center, mainly doing a bunch of shows for them. It's not calling golf like we'll do at the PGA, where you really spend a lot more time. I mean, I'll start a month or so beforehand and try to read as much stuff as I can and watch a little bit more golf and just get a feel for how guys are playing and that sort of thing. Our staff at ESPN does a great job of getting information to us, that you just kind of stay on top of for the month or so beforehand. And then, you get down there and just you know, talk to as many players as you can. I worked at TPC a couple of weeks ago, and one of the goals there was not only do some, you know, some of the golf part for them, but to talk to as many guys as you can and just see how everybody's doing and what's going on in their games and that kind of stuff. So it's hard to put an actual time. It's just kind of what you do for a month or so beforehand.
Are you going to be able or have time to play around at Augusta? No.
No. Our schedules there are ridiculous. Years ago, the honorary members, which are honorary invitees, which I am one because you won a major championship, could play Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And I used to play early Monday morning with Watson when he was playing. They've eliminated that opportunity, and to me, it was just a great way to get a good feel for the golf course and see how it was playing, and you know, that sort of thing. So it's disappointing you can't do that anymore, but at the same time, I don't want to put my game on display out there anyway.
You're too modest. Who is the greatest golfer you've ever played with in a round?
You know, I think you've got to go with Nicholas. What he accomplished is absolutely amazing. I've been fortunate to have been around long enough that you've played with, you know, early on, the Sam Sneeds and that era of player, all the way up through the guys who are playing now. And, you know, Jack was just special. And you know, people remember back to his win at the Masters in 86. And think, you know, that was Jack Nicklaus. That was Jack Nicklaus at the end of his career. That was not Jack Nicklaus in the middle of it, where he was absolutely so dominating. It was ridiculous.
What's your favorite course to play?
Oh gosh. There's so many great places to play. If I had one round to play and then have to quit playing, I'd probably go to Cypress Point out in the Pebble Beach area.
What do you love about that one?
I think that the neat thing is it's right on the ocean. It's gorgeous. There's some of the holes that go through sand dunes. There's some holes that go through a forest. There's some holes that are right out on the cliffs of the Pacific Ocean. It's a beautiful maintained golf course, and usually there's nobody there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one of those walk in the parks that you don't see anybody else. It's just absolutely perfect.
I remember they used to say that Fred Couples was built for Augusta. You know, just his game. It was just the course it was made for him. And then they said it about Tiger, and they were going to Tiger-proof the course for a while. You know, there was all that chatter. Who is made for that course now?
I think there's, you know, anybody that can – hitting the ball a long ways there is important, but it's maybe even more important if you can carry it in the air a long way. So you've got guys like Rory McIlroy that can definitely do that. You know, a lot of these guys can do that now. I mean, the length is just ridiculous how far they hit it. You know, a few years ago when Bryson DeChambeau was hitting it 400 yards, they thought he might go shoot, you know, nothing there. Well, it still holds up. And guys have parts of the golf course you struggle on, and no matter how far you hit it, you still have to get it in the hole. You have to work your way around and miss some of the minefields that are out there. But anybody that can carry it a long way, if you look at the history of the Masters and the winners, it's guys who hit a lot of greens. So if you can drive it really well, that sets up your iron play to put the ball where you want it on the greens, and then makes the putting much easier.
Talking to Andy North, who's going to be at the Masters next week on ESPN. Andy, before we let you go, what is going to happen with LIV and the PGA?
If I had an answer there, I could make probably a lot of money.
Is this as big a mess as it looks like right now?
It is. Absolutely. There's so many moving parts. I think the people in the room don't even know where it's going to be in 6 months or a year. You know, I think the biggest thing is when you're putting a business deal together, or you're, you know, trying to set up a company, or, you know, whatever, business you're in, you need to know what the end result would be and the end game. And I don't know if we know that. It's going to be real interesting how it all plays out. Unfortunately, it probably hasn't been great for our game.
From just a spectator point of view, I feel like we're not watching. Well, we'll see the best golfers at the Masters, obviously.
Right.
But I just feel like, we're not going to see some of the better golfers who have left, you know, because they're on live and nobody knows where to find them on TV.
Well, I think you know, it's a business choice that those players made, and I don't have a problem with them doing that. If that's the decision they're going to make, go for it. We're all independent contractors. You're trying to support your families and do what's right that way. But at the same time, if you work for your company and they pay you a ridiculous amount of money, which I know they do, you guys.
That
you can't go work at the guy across the street. And you know, as long as everybody understands that, that's fine.
Yeah, I can see it from both sides. Andy, thanks for helping us out again this year with the Mac Fund.
Well, guys, thank you for doing this. It's so important. The money that the Mac Fund's raised for research has been amazing. They've been a great supporter of what we're doing over at the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison. So I can't thank you enough, and it's always a treat to be on with you guys.
A treat.
There you go.
That's gonna go on our bio. Andy said we're a treat.
That might go on my headstone.
Look forward to seeing
you. April Fool's was a day or two ago, but I might be behind things.
Look forward to seeing you at the Masters next week, Andy. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Andy North.